Hi guys, this is Ruby and it is Ruby Talks. Before I go into what I want to discuss with you guys today, I'd love to know how you guys spent your Valentine's Day. Hope you felt loved. Hope you felt appreciated. Hope you put a smile on someone's face. And I certainly do not hope you got ghosted this Valentine's Day. That is what I'll be talking about. I'll be talking about ghosting. Also be talking about the different levels to ghosting and what should you do if you're being ghosted. Firstly, you need to understand what ghosting is. Ghosting basically is when you're seeing someone or you're dating and they just cut communication with you. They cut every or any way that you can possibly reach out to them, or they reach out to you and they've severed that tie and you can't talk with them anymore. And they do this without explanation or reason. They don't explain themselves with you, to you. They don't tell you anything. They just go mute on you. Now that's ghosting. I know a lot of people will think that, okay, maybe I've never been in this situation before, but by the end of this podcast you'll be able to understand that you might fit into one of the levels of ghosting. Yes, it's not just crazy ghosting. There are different levels to ghosting. You might have done it without you knowing you've done it. I want to believe that everyone has almost been there and done that. Almost everyone have been there and they've experienced it and they know what I'm talking about. The first level of ghosting is when you exchange contacts. You just meet someone and you've exchanged your contacts with them with the hopes of them getting to know you or you getting to know them, and you know, you guys talk and communicate and try to find similar interests and you know all that, and at the end of the day you don't communicate with them. I'm not talking about not communicating, not picking calls or not replying messages for a couple of weeks. I'm talking about ever. You don't ever communicate back with them. Maybe you've even blocked them on social media. You've blocked their number. You just want to make sure that they don't ever contact you. Most times people do this because they don't want to come off as being rude. Probably you were being approached when they were with company or you were with company, and you don't want to sound rude, but already you're not interested in this person and you don't see a possibility of you ever getting interested with them, but you don't want to come off as being rude, so you exchange contacts with them, your contact information with them. And once they contact you the first time, after that you ghost on them, you block them, you don't talk to them, you don't pick their calls, you don't reply messages, nothing. A lot of people are on this level. A whole lot of people are on this level. Maybe they've even gone out on a date with them and after the date they just go off mute. You don't hear from them again. That's the first level. The second level is people who go ahead to vibe. Now this category, I call them the nice ones, the super nice people. These people don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. You know, they are not interested from the beginning. Maybe initially they know that, okay, I'm not interested in this person, but I don't want to hurt them at the same time. So they go ahead with it. They go ahead with the flow. You go ahead with communicating with them, talking, you know, laughing, you know, dates. You know, the truth is, after a while, it gets boring having to always act nice. Sometimes communication from people who you are not interested in can be irritating. At that point, it can lead to ghosting without them even knowing that this is what they are doing. They feel that, okay, maybe this is getting too much out of hand. Let me just pull back a bit. Let me give that space. At the end of the day, you have ghosted on them. You've blocked them on whatever social media. You've stopped talking to them. You don't want to reply their calls. No matter what, you're not communicating. You've cut that ties of communication with them, right? You've just ghosted on them without you possibly knowing. So many people are also on this level. They don't know that they are ghosting. They just think that they are giving that space. Okay, I think I'm getting tired of playing nice. I just want I want you to move on to even something better for you, something that's not one-sided. So it's better for me to just pull back and allow you, because I will never be interested in you. So that's the second level of ghosting. Now, the third level of ghosting, I call it the crazy ghosting. The craziest of all ghosting, I think, is when people, most times in a relationship, that's the funny thing. Like, how can you be in a solid relationship and you are being ghosted? You're not at fault. Now, people who are being ghosted on are not at fault, because I think it's your duty as a grown-up, as an adult in a relationship, to communicate and talk freely about how you feel. If you can't contain someone else's excesses, or you think it's becoming something too much for you to handle, or maybe you've moved on to a better relationship, why can't you communicate and end things amicably instead of just ghosting? A lot of times I've seen this happen. Trust me, it's not just for people that know in deep relationships. People have been in deep relationships that would have led to maybe even marriage or lifetime partnerships, and they have been ghosted on. Yes, it has happened. That is the craziest, and that's the level 3 ghosting. When you ghost on people you've been vibing with for months, probably a year or more, you just go off on them. You've cut ties with them and they can't communicate with you and you can't communicate with them. Those are the 3 levels of ghosting. You'll never be able to understand why people ghost, because there are different reasons. Some reasons we will never be able to understand, but they are not justifiable either. Most times people might not want their partners to find out about a dirty secret or something very terrible about them, and they've been struggling how to come out and say the truth, or if ever their partner will ever find out, or what their partner might think about them when they find out. And maybe you've been eating you up. When things get now too serious, and maybe you never know, you just decide that to protect them from this thing, this information, is better to ghost them. Now, this is not understandable, but there are different factors, different reasons why people ghost, and that's what I'm talking about now. Different reasons why people have explained why they've ghosted on whoever they were in a relationship with, or whoever they were involved with or seeing at the moment. So some other people maybe have moved on with another love interest, and they don't know how to tell their partners. They think it's a safer way. They don't want that guilt, that feeling of guilt. They don't want to feel bad about it, so they think it's better and safer for them to just ghost on their partner. So many reasons. It might not be justifiable to you, but there are so many reasons why people ghost. So what do you do when you're being ghosted on? Be at peace with yourself. You're not at fault. You might have excesses, you might have flaws, you might have anything. You might not even be the problem. The person who's ghosting might be the problem, and they are trying to shield you from it. So don't beat yourself up about why someone has just ghosted on you. If maybe you're not that interesting, or maybe they lost interest, or it mustn't be about you. You're fantastic, you're beautiful, you're everything someone is going to appreciate one day. So be at peace with yourself and look forward to a sweet, mature relationship. Look forward to meeting someone who adores every ugly and beautiful side of you. You're not at fault, and even if there's something about you that your partner didn't like before they ghosted on you, they should have been able to communicate to you about it. Yes, they should be able to communicate about it. So that is what my take on ghosting is, the different levels of ghosting. You guys, you need to know what level of ghosting you're on. Whatever you're doing, just make sure you're not hurting someone out there. This is Ruby Talks. Thanks for listening. Bye.